Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice here in Buffalo, ready to work as they take on the revived young Buffalo Sabres in a return to Patrick Kane's hometown. Now, usually Kane puts on a show in these games, so don't be surprised if that's what Kaylee and I are talking about a lot. From the draw, Olofs with a drive, he scores, and this one's going to count. A clean faceoff win by the Sabres. And Victor Olofsson, grabbing the puck in between the circles, just wound up and ripped a slap shot past Söderblom. It's a power play goal. This time it counts, and it's 1-0 Buffalo. Here's a shot from the right point by Caleb Jones. Turned aside by Anderson. Loose puck in the crease. They score! I believe it's going to be Jason Dickinson as a battle ensued in the Sabre goal crease. I'm pretty sure this is going to be Dickinson who touched it last. And it just sort of slipped past Anderson into the Sabre net. The referee pointing at the back of the net. We may get a little bit of a review here on this. The two referees confer. Let's see what we're going to get here.
After reviewing the play, the goalie ice in. It was no goal interference. We have a good goal.
Here's McCabe firing the puck in front. Scramble in the crease. They score! Sam Lafferty! He would not give up on the puck. He was beside the left post of the Sabre crease. And you could hear the sticks in there trying to work that puck free from Craig Anderson. It finally came loose and Lafferty buried it. And the Hawks now lead 2-1. Put it down to Philip Kurashev. He'll carry it around through the high slot. Then stroke it on goal. Turned out of there. Radish with the rebound. He scores! Taylor Radish with a backhanded shot. He had Craig Anderson down in a bad position. And Radish was able to put the backhander by him. It's 3-1 Hawks. Here's Skinner beside the Hawk net off a pass. Skinner now fed it to the slot. Oposo fires. Save made. Rebound. Thompson shoots and scores. We can only give him so many opportunities. And the Sabres had a hard-working shift there. A good play by Jeff Skinner to keep that puck alive, so that Thompson could pick up that rebound and clean it up. And the Sabres have now pulled within a goal of the Hawks. They trail 3-2 with 8:05 left in the third. Thompson into the Hawk zone down the right wing side. Put the puck behind the net. Here's Skinner with a wraparound. It's stopped by Söderblom, but Thompson's there to knock the rebound out of midair and in behind Söderblom. He scores. We are tied at 3 with 3:13 left in the third period. And it's hard work by the Sabres that has produced this goal. They have flat out outworked the Hawks here in the last couple of minutes. Dahlin will lead it, moving it ahead. Mittelstadt at center ice on the right wing of the Hawk. Blue line, great play by Lafferty to skewer it away and save the point for the Hawks as he spins the puck down ice into the Buffalo zone. 60 minutes have come and gone, 3-3 the score, and we're going to overtime for the second time this season. Dahlin through the high slot, over to the right circle. Olofsson hammers a shot over the net up off the glass, as you heard. Now 24 seconds on the power play. Dahlin, top of the left circle. Drifting through the high slot, gave it Olofsson. He shoots and scores. And the Sabres win in overtime 4-3. Victor Olofsson with his second goal on the night. On a Sabre power play, that's number 6 on the year, number 2 on the power play. And Buffalo comes from behind and wins this one 4-3. But the Hawks don't leave Western New York empty-handed. They'll take a point out of this one and head back to the United Center to take on the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night.